Welcome to the Hole in the Wall Business Podcast with Bill and James. I'm James Groves, and along with my business partner, Bill Dement, we want to share our journey as small business owners with you. As owners of Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, we will attempt to peel back the curtain of owning a small business in the trade service industry and talk about the many adventures of owning a small business. Well, hello, Bill.
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm really good. Can I share that a lot of times we have really, you know, like guests, some we don't know, some we do know, we want to like plan for it. Today is someone that we basically have lunch with every day. We talk about business with this person every day.
All the time.
He's been on the podcast before, and we realized that we've got so much going on that we would love to kind of have him back on. Let's kind of chit-chat. So today's actually going to be a little less formal. We're not going to be interviewing anybody. We're just going to have a conversation. I think it's going to be a fun one to listen to. So yeah. I'd love to introduce our good buddy here, our general manager of the Orlando office, Mike Elliott.
Woo! Oh, the crowd loves him.
Absolutely.
Mike, welcome on board today.
Hello, hello.
Glad you're here. Just to recap, Mike is the general manager of our Orlando location. He's also pivotal in helping us develop all the processes and supporting our franchises. And so he's really the third wheel here. He's
vital.
Been the essential for me being able to free it up to even do anything. And really, he's kind of helped us own a ton of this stuff that we've been going through. So yeah. I'm so glad you're here, Mike. Thanks. Yeah. It's funny, as we go through this week especially, we haven't talked about it a whole lot, but last week and this week is our actual first franchise training. Yep. And we talked with Bonnie a couple of weeks ago, Bonnie Gisrell Madger, kind of about training, the importance of setting things in motion early on in the game. And I was thinking, how cool would it be that we could actually have kind of this running dialogue where our journey started, you know, over 10 years ago when you started.
Yeah.
And from really the inception, you realized that there's a need to make sure that training is on the forefront of the company, right?
Yeah. As we began to talk about this topic the last couple of days, I realized that back in 2010, that I was having the epiphany that for the company to grow, to be able to show people how to do what we do, we were going to, by necessity, need to become a training company. And actually, when I had that thought back then, it was really exciting to me. Not that I'm all that excited about education, but my mother was a teacher. Right. She was in education, so that was always present in our home and in my environment. My wife is a teacher. So we talk and think a lot about education. I've actually, frankly, I've learned a lot from both of them, but I saw with clarity that, for us to grow, we're going to have to learn how to do that. And it's been an unexpectedly long process, as you can attest.
It reminds me, you know, you watch the McDonald's movie Founder, you know, the epiphany he had is that, well, you're not really a burger company. You're a real estate company.
You're in real estate. Yeah.
And it's really true, because obviously we have a great marketing system. We have great processes. So we don't have a lot of issue getting work in the Orlando door. The issue we were running early on is that we needed more people to do that. Listen, if we had our way, it would be, I'm gonna have this one person for 6 months, 2 years, right. You know, just based on their skill set, and they can work in the field as an apprentice, like a plumber, an electrician.
Dedicate all your time to them.
Yeah, you dedicate your time to them. And well, when you only have two really main players back like we did back in the day, it's hard to grow when you can't even add another person for 6 months to 2 years.
Yeah.
We had to develop a way to streamline and get people up to the hole in the wall standard much, much faster.
Yeah, and I would like to point out that we do drywall repair work at hole in the wall. That's obvious. But we'd never had luck just hiring drywall guys. Mike, have we had any luck recently with hiring drywall guys?
Absolutely not. I would say the best luck we've had have come from completely different fields.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the drywall team, you know, if you're doing drywall, you're out there doing new construction, maybe commercial work. Sometimes they're not necessarily the most appealing characters maybe to be in someone's home.
Yeah, well, sometimes they can be downright crude.
Yeah, you know, they're rough individuals.
They're just rough,
at times. And frankly, they just don't work out because their process is, well, I like to use the hawk and trowel, or I like to use this texture rig and not that texture rig, and which is all great, but it's just not the hole-in-the-wall standard.
Yeah.
All great guys. I'm sure they all have their place in this world. But for us as a drywall repair company, we needed to have our training.
Yeah, and frankly, step one was just establishing that we want to do it different than a traditional drywall guy. We're doing something that is a bit different. The whole idea of doing drywall repair work is doing something that falls in between what a painting company would do, you know, because sometimes they might patch drywall, but it's kind of a sideline for them, or a big drywall company. They don't want to send one guy. They send crews of 12 to 20 people to go to do jobs. So that was the whole idea. And the very nature of what we do says we're now, as an individual or as maybe a pair of workmen, going into someone's home. And it's a very intimate type setting, frankly, and needs to be done in a correct way. And you have to train people. They don't always come trained to know how to do that.
Right. And being able to take somebody who may not necessarily have all the drywall skills but has some of the other features that we need in an employee is almost better, and it really is better than having someone who, well, I've been doing this for 30 years. My way is the right way. You know, those bigger companies, they'll make two or three visits to take care of one job. And we've got, there's no way you can make money at that.
No.
So we've designed ways we can be in and out of homes. We're doing 2, 3, 4 jobs a day sometimes to get these homes taken care of. And so we had to develop this process, and we had to get the right people in the right seat faster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you came on board, because Mike, you started as a helper, albeit not for very long. You were there in that seat for just a couple months, maybe. But when you came in, what was kind of your learning approach? I mean, obviously we didn't have this big training that we do now, but you had to kind of get up and running fast.
Yeah. So for me, I knew just to ask the right questions. I identified really quickly that everybody was busy and they had their own respective job that they needed to do. And I'm sure everyone wanted to help, but they didn't have the time to necessarily dedicate to me in order to educate me. So it was up to me to actually seek out the knowledge. And I also did research outside of work as well.
That's a really important point, Mike. Guys who tend to rise in any industry are guys that not only show up for the job, but independently are educating themselves. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just think that's such a valuable aspect of training.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, it's just like when you're in school, those who raise their hands to ask questions typically get the better education, you know?
Yeah. And then coming in, you have to then learn some of the processes, and frankly, you help create some of the processes. A lot of the things that Bill had when he started have evolved thanks to you and Scott and some of the other lead techs we've had over the years. Designing what the trucks look like, you know, I mean, your very first truck was a disaster, you know.
We could do a whole podcast just on that.
Were you driving the van first?
Hannah Montana, right? Yeah. It was just an Oldsmobile minivan.
It was horrible.
That's where we started, though.
The Roachmobile. It was horrible.
The Roachmobile.
Yeah, we got to point A to point B with it, and we saved some time.
Mike tells the story that he, on every weekend, he used to bomb it.
Yeah, probably once a month, I would actually get off work on Friday, roll up the windows, throw a couple of bug bombs in it, and then on Sunday afternoon, I would go and air it out so I could go to work Monday. And it never worked, but I had to keep trying.
You had to keep trying.
Well, you inherited it from another technician who was doing some painting stuff, and that person would leave French fries and used soda bottles and stuff in the vehicle, so it was nothing but a roach motel.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad we've evolved since those days.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now it's completely different. But what's evolved is like working through the process of our training. So if I think back several years ago, we needed to figure out, well, how do we even know that the helpers we have in-house are getting the proper education that someday they can move to being a lead? And you and I sat down and we created like a list of proficiencies that we needed to have.
Yeah.
You need a basic skill set. So within your first month of work, you needed to have the basic soft skills. Make sure you clock in and out on time, you're not on your phone, all that jazz. but also be able to like do the basics of the job. And no matter if it's drywall or if it's, you know, anything else, there's certain things you just have to know. Read a tape measure, you know, how to make sure you can mix drywall mud. How do you cut drywall?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure you maintain a safe environment on job site? Those are things they had to learn pretty fast. And then being able to then have the technicians who are leads on the job sign off on them. And then we had to sign off on them as managers that you've moved forward.
Yeah. So this process of teaching them the hard skills, here's how you mix mud, here's how you put it on the wall, here's how you, here's what texture is, here's how you blow texture on a wall, here's how you blend it. But then there's also the approach of training them about a philosophy. You know, we have in-house, we have sayings like, 10 minutes worth of covering up will save you 30 minutes worth of cleaning up. And it's a truism.
Yep.
And we've said it, we repeat it all the time, but those are the things, those are the kind, when does tomorrow's job start? Starts
today.
Today.
Absolutely.
Look at what you're going to need. Who are you working with? Where's it located? Does your van have gas? Mm-hmm. Can you get out there to that job? So those are some of the kinds of things that we've had to the soft skills, I guess you might call them, that we've had to educate people. I know that we've had people along the way, we literally had to teach them how to speak to people, how to approach someone's home.
Right.
You know, ring the doorbell, but don't lean into the doorway, back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't encroach.
but you can't, the thing is you can't assume that people know that, you know? And so if you have to state it, you have to show it. And I always try to explain, if I show you something you already know, it's not intended to offend. I just want to make sure that we've covered it.
Yeah. And we have to cover, because then that's what the proficiency list made, is that you could even come in here as a, I've been doing drywall for 35 years. Well, as long as you can hit our proficiencies, then at least we know we're on at least base.
Yeah.
You know, here's the base set of skills. And then moving forward from the 30-day to the 90-day mark, they had to do more. I remember years ago when I was actually in technical school, I was considered a sound guy, even though I had never run a recording session in the studio. I was doing lighting for big corporate events and tours. I was a lighting guy, but I never sat behind the lighting desk and actually moved the faders in and out to make the lights move. So you can be a drywall technician, but we have to get you to a point where you're able to have the proper skill set to move forward to the next level.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, I think, one of our first evolutions of, you know, all right, we need to have at least a standard. But you had like equipment lists and kit boxes and vehicle requirements, all that ahead of time.
I had some of that. I had a lot of it in my head. And frankly, Mike was really useful. And I just want to take a moment and point out that one of Mike's shining characteristics is that he's a very organized person. And I think he's just that by nature. I'm aware that he came into Hole in the Wall out of the kitchen. He worked in commercial kitchens.
Yeah.
And man, if you've ever watched some of those cooking shows on TV, boy, those people aren't slouches. If you're working in a kitchen, you're bright, you're sharp, you're happening, man, and you're hustling. And so Mike really had brought those elements into us. And
yeah. And there's also this energy in a kitchen. Like typically back in the day, pre-COVID, especially when you were kind of brought up in it, you know, there's 14,000 people ready to take your job. So you had to make sure you were earning your job every day.
Yeah.
And I love it because we have a few people that came from the kitchens. And I love the same. I mean, when Karina came in, she brought in the, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
That's
you
right.
You know what? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so all about efficiency.
It is.
Yeah, wasted motions, no wasted efforts. Everything needs to have a purpose.
Mm-hmm. So Mike came in with that attitude. Yeah. And then once we, you know, I kind of had some of these ideas in my head already, but Mike teamed with me and together we were able, I remember we used to pass the paper back and forth. Mike, I've got these ideas, and I would jot it down. I'd give it to him. And then he would say, well, I thought this and this, and he'd pass it back to me in a couple of days. And then I would have another comment. By the third, fourth time, we're both just rolling our eyes going, oh, geez, how much more input can you have, you know?
Yeah.
But because of that refining process that we did, we really did get it. What it was that we used to call it, we'd boiled it down to its essence.
Yeah,
we got it cleaned down. Up. We got kit boxes. We got trucks, warehouses organized in how this is what you should have. Now, as our franchisees are coming in and we're training them, here's the basic tools you should have. Here's something you might want to get. here's what you're going to want on your van, and here's definitely what you're going to need access to, although not daily, in your warehouse.
Well, one of the things that you really did early on is, I mean, Scott and Mike and we, it was like, we need to create a glossary. There are so many terms that we use in-house in the industry that the average person coming in may not know what those terms are.
Yeah.
You know, and frankly, we have words for things that aren't written anywhere. I mean, we call it hot mud. Well, we know that it's a quick setting mud, you know, or it could be 5 minute, 20 minute, whatever that is.
Yeah. And some people call it Durabond.
Durabond.
It does go by three or four different names. Right.
But when you go to our warehouse, the bag says Easy Sand. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you say, hey, go give me some hot mud. And if that employee doesn't know that hot mud means go give me some 5 minute Easy Sand, then they're not going to know, you know? So,
yeah.
So writing those down ahead of time was important. And then some,
well, because any employee coming in has to know the lexicon.
Yeah.
Here's the set of words that we use in this trade.
Yeah. And we have a knife, you know,
and it's not one you're going to rob somebody with cut up a steak. This is a different kind of knife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have a knife.
It's a blade.
Well, you got a razor blade. That's a knife.
And
you got your, you know, you got all your different types of drywall knives that are there, but we just call it a knife. Give me a 6-inch knife. Well, that can mean anything to anybody.
Right.
So kind of wrangling around that. And listen, once you're in the field for a few minutes, you kind of get the feel for those things.
Yeah.
It's fine. But without them written down, you slow the process down.
Mm-hmm.
So. Want to become a business owner but not sure where to start? A hole-in-the-wall drywall repair franchise could be the opportunity you've been waiting for. As a franchisee, you'll have access to our comprehensive training program, ongoing support, and a proven business model developed to help entrepreneurs like yourself succeed. With our low overhead costs and high demand for services, you'll be able to hit the ground running and start generating income quickly. Achieve financial success while providing a valuable service to your community. Go to holeinthewallfranchising.com and take the first steps towards achieving your entrepreneurial dreams.
I really kind of like that we've been able to kind of do that. And we've actually written things down over the years, and they've been on different Google Drives and on hard, you know, paper. And then what, 4 years ago, we really wanted to lean into the training. We bought a software.
I remember the day you came in and said, we are a training company, but we need to become a train-you-will company. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's that? And you go, let me show you this.
Yeah. And you know, back in its early phases of train-you-will, and if you're looking for a system, it's not cheap, but if you're looking for a system in your small business owner and how you can actually document and walk people through the training and do ongoing training, train-you-will, the way it's spelled, train, U-A-L, is a platform we have found. And what we wanted to do is be able to walk people through all the steps of being an employee. And you can do it, frankly, while you're watching paint dry on the wall or watching mud dry on the wall. Mm-hmm. Or you can do it from home, you know, with the comfort of your living room. And putting everything in the system allowed us to find the gaps.
Boy, but that was some heavy lifting, though, wasn't it? What is that, your recollection, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was great. I'm glad that you were such an early adopter of that. There's a value to a classroom setting or a one-on-one setting, but that doesn't fit all sizes. There's a lot to be said for someone being able to, like you said, actually sit down and read and digest things at their own pace. Maybe they have 10 minutes here, 15 minutes here. And they just feel like going in, they're going to process that information a lot better than if it's being forced down their throat.
Yeah. So. And training gives you, they train you will, I'm rushing my words, train you will gives you the ability to then insert pictures and graphs and charts. You can insert videos. And in back in the day, we didn't have our own production studio where we were shooting videos. So we would find videos online and we would just fill in the gaps with some. Listen, we use zip wall, zip pole construction. We use them on a daily basis. Every truck's got them. Zip wall has videos, mm-hmm. and they show you how to do it. So if I had, I could just embed that video right into our training.
Yeah.
And some of the things that we had kind of in the can on the hard drives and in the books down the road, we were able to then modify all that and put it inside of a system. Even our handbook where people came in, I would spend hours. Here's our handbook. Here's our hours of service. Here's a holiday pay. Here's what we expect of you. Here's a dress code, you know, code of conduct.
The full onboarding.
Full onboarding.
Yeah.
I created an onboarding subject and train-you-will complete with tests
So we knew that they were paying attention, and then they can do that kind of at their own
yeah.
pace.
Yeah.
Even being able to put tests in, and one test is literally just an information gatherer. So the very first test you take in Trainual is, hey, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite restaurant? What's your favorite candy bar? What's your shoe size? You know, what's your pant size? Because it asks them what their shirt size is, so I know what shirt sizes we need to order to make sure they have the proper uniform.
Right.
It says, what's your favorite restaurant? So when they do a good job, we can give them maybe a gift card to that restaurant without having to, you know, like I remember one of our employees, she liked a certain candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And so every now and then I would just slip this candy bar into her mailbox as a thank you, right?
Yeah.
Just a little nothing, you know, but that test helped me do that.
Yeah. Well, and even with Trainual, first of all, there's a couple of features that I really like about it. Number one, you can set up that testing essentially or that training for an employee. You can assign it to them, and then you can monitor. They either opened this and did it or didn't, and you can tell how long they spent at it and what percentage of completion they achieved with that. I just think that's fantastic. I love that you can do that.
And being able to set, like, you know what, I want you to go through this safety training annually. Mm. I can just set a timer, so all of a sudden it erases their complete, and then it pops back up on their
board.
Yeah,
that's good.
Or if we see that it says you took the training for this, but you're not doing it very well, let's do the training again.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to hit that training again. I think it bode well for us moving forward.
Mm. So the other thing that I noticed about it was that we had a push on it several years ago, and then as we went back through it most recently, we noticed a lot of this is outdated, or it is good information, and we just need to organize it better. And so every time we pass through it, you know, I know that there was training in there, for instance, on taking a credit card payment on a system that we don't even use anymore.
No, the system's
so
dead.
that can be gone. Mm-hmm. So there's this constant, there's this element where it's a living document. It almost is, I don't know that it's having changes made daily, but certainly monthly, particularly as we continue to grow out the franchise system.
And it forced us to look at more than just the technician positions, right? So as we're training, well, Gigi, our wonderful bookkeeper, you know, she has so much information in her head that what happens if she wants to retire one day? You know, well, now we're starting from scratch? No, thank you.
No.
She's making sure that Trainual has all of the pertinent information up to date, that only people who need that can see it.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's thresholds and levels of what you can see. When we wanted to write a certain script, how we answer the phone, or we wanted to document how we intake a new customer, it allowed us to kind of do that. And then, you know, because again, a lot of times people make the mistake of creating a job for a person. And really the reality is that we really should create the position and insert the right person into that position. And sometimes that one person can occupy three or four positions or roles, as Trainual calls it. But it allows us to, when someone wants to grow in the company, it's easier for me to move one person from one role to the next role because their old role is already documented.
Mm-hmm.
You can just hire somebody else in, and you know, we're not starting from empty, from scratch.
Yeah. So that archive of information that was now stored in Trainual, once we began to branch out into franchising, everything in there wouldn't translate, but such a great percentage of it did translate to things that were going to need to be taught to new people coming into the industry, franchisees.
Yeah. And then we had to look at our training from a different lens.
Yeah.
So
it really forced us to refine what we were doing as well. Like you said, a year ago, it was an information purge. We had all these different sources, places where we stored trainings and different forms and things like that. And we just kind of pushed everything in there.
Yeah. And frankly, it wasn't really organized all that well.
Exactly. And so we had redundant things and whatnot. And so it really forced us to go in and kind of compare apples to oranges and really just kind of distill it down and hone in what we were doing.
Well, I was really proud of what we were doing. I remember when we first started to do franchisee training. So we already had an archive of information in Trainual, but there was also a desire to do it as good as we can. I don't know if you remember, but there was a day I wrote on my whiteboard in my office, let's have the best training in our industry.
Absolutely.
So there's a goal. There's something to shoot for. And I and the feedback, frankly, from some of the first guys coming through our franchisee training has been, man, this is really good. This, you guys aren't valuing this enough. You have no idea what you've accomplished. But I love that it gave us somewhere to start from so that when we started the franchise training and we hired a consultant essentially to come in and work with us on that. We had a lot of meetings with Bonnie on that. And she did, I told her one day, I said, Bonnie, I had every reason to expect this. I didn't have any reason to think I was going to get it. I could hope for it, but I didn't know we were going to get this kind of a quality. And one of the things that we did and helped with Trainual and by extension with Hole in the Wall Orlando, we had to coordinate the training numbering system from franchising back to Trainual so that everything aligned.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we just wound up with a terrific
product. We restructured everything. I mean, the data that's in Trainual, 85% of it remained, but we had to shuffle it around and make it look and feel.
Yeah, we found the weak spots. Congruent. We found the holes. And I remember going, Mike, here's a hole. Can you look into this? And don't ever ask Mike Elliott to do something if you don't want it done.
Yeah. And we had lots of these little videos, and we had some things we wanted to shoot a video for. We just hadn't done it yet.
Yeah.
I remember just a few weeks ago, we went to Dallas for the franchise show. And that Friday we were gone, I heard Mike whisper in my ear, hey, by the way, Scott and I are going to shoot some videos while you're gone. Well, little did I know that I come back to 13 or 14
educational videos. Yeah.
That then we edited down and I was able to upload into Trainual to make part of our thing. And then I think the list has got, we got another 40 more to go, but at least, you know, I've always said you paint with a broad stroke first, then you refine, right?
Yeah.
You have to move the car a little bit before you start steering the wheels.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we're moving fast now.
But you know what? We continue to learn. Listen, we're smart guys. We've paid attention. I remember a couple of years ago thinking about education, having a conversation with my wife for 10, 15 minutes. She's a professional educator. And some of the stuff she was saying, I'm just like, that's brilliant. She goes, that's what I do for a living.
I teach fourth graders. Perfect.
I mean, it was an epiphany to me. And we use it now. Okay. Yeah. How do you teach somebody something? It's we do. I do. No, no I do. We do. You do. That's really simple, but it gave us a framework to be able to say, we're going to do this patch in a wall or ceiling together, and we're going to talk about it while we do it, and then you're going to do it, and I'm going to coach you through it, and then you're going to do it yourself.
Yeah, being able to say, well, here's how you're going to do it. Let's do it together, and then I want you to do it on your own.
Yeah.
Because we're finishing up the technician training for this week, and when Mike and Scott built the training, thank God I was able to like stand, you know, listen, I can do ops all day long, but I'm not a drywall guy.
Yes.
And they were able to implement the same philosophy that Monday morning, Scott did nothing but just watch. Let me show you how to patch this. Let me show you how to cover this. Let me show you how to make this, sure this job is great. And then we're going to clean up when we're done. Any questions? Great. Now let's do it together. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to go through this whole process. So now by the end of the week, we're going to have... We have now put test jobs in their system, and they're going to be able to use their equipment, their iPad, their train, their hoppers, and all their equipment that they have, and they're going to run a job from start to finish.
Yeah,
and be able to then have the confidence in themselves, and then we have the confidence in them that they're going to represent the brand well. I think it's pretty neat.
And we've given them the highest probability of succeeding.
Absolutely,
because we're not sending them out there unprepared. Mm-hmm. They may not be experts at it. They may need to still refine their skills doing this, but man, they've got such a good start. And the secret second benefit that we've gotten from it is all this education floating around here has made our employees in Orlando better. They know that we're an education company. And so we're able to bring them in periodically. I think we've got them coming in on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, to be doing... Some additional training.
It's like a monthly refresher course, right?
Yeah, monthly refresher.
And so we're showing them things, but we're also observing them as they do things to see, are they doing this right? Are they not? I don't know if it was Mike that taught us this. I'm not sure where it came from, but we've adopted the philosophy that people don't do what you expect. They do what you inspect. So if I can get an eye on an employee periodically and see how they're doing, then I can retrain. Then I can make correction. Or sometimes I'm just going, dang, you're killing that.
Or maybe the technician comes in and says, oh, by the way, I found a new trick. And now you can disseminate that knowledge.
Yes.
Because one of our core values is innovation. You're always trying to innovate. If you ever think that you got it all together, you're wrong.
Yep.
You're wrong. Mm-hmm. So it's when a technician like has a trick, a tip, and now it's the point that the technicians, if they're in the field and they go, oh, you know what? Let me take my camera and I'll shoot this trick. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was just a couple months ago, Zane has this trick when he wants to smooth down the edges of a knockdown texture. He just grabbed his phone real fast. It's literally a 30-second video.
Yeah.
But it's a pro tip, and we just stamped our pro tip stamp on it, and we were able to upload it to Tranual, push it out to all of the technicians.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's there in the library, in the archive for everyone to see. So I think it's kind of neat. I'm really proud of it because even though we were able to like sell franchises, you know, a year ago, during this past, you know, 8-9 months, we've built a training facility. We've built a conference room that has, you know, video capabilities so we can do conference calls. And we've designed multiple classes, and it's just a start.
Yeah, of the economy. That's very exciting.
And even when Bonnie came in to help us with our manual, she basically just took all the things that were out there
mm-hmm.
and just helped us compile it into one big book.
Well, she took a lot of what we already had in the can, but she also interviewed us a lot because we went through in a very sequential, linear fashion. So what's the next thing that happens? Do you guys have any comments on that? Mm-hmm. And she made extensive notes. She had notebooks full of notes.
Yeah, well, it really caused me to really write down what is our job process. What is the job flow from start to finish, from when the job comes in the door to when you send the invoice and the thank you email?
Yeah.
And so even plotting it all out, and we know we have a big sign of it now in the training room, it's in mm-hmm. all the manuals, but the process forced us to kind of refine. But they say necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah,
absolutely. Even the training PowerPoint that we had built when we started doing the training last week, I've already found holes in it. So now we can just innovate. We can just refine mm-hmm. that over yeah. and over again.
I'm curious if you gentlemen have an insight on maybe what the future looks like for training with Hole in the Wall. I think we will always remain a training and education company. We certainly should, because there's always something new to be disseminated to our employees, to the franchisees. What do you see in the future? What does that look like going forward?
I have an answer, but you got one?
No, go for it.
So what I want, and I think we're going to, now that we have this starting block, is we're going to create the School of Rock Academy. We're going to create our drywall academy that not only are you going to get trained to be a franchise, but you're actually going to be a certified, have a certificate of completion, have a certification for being a drywall repair technician. I want to be able to set the standard for being a drywall technician in the industry. And so being able to get, whether it's a credential or whether it's we create the credential ourselves, we have multiple level courses that we take. So obviously you start off as a helper, you can start off as a, you know, your lead, and you move into these, as you grow in your proficiencies, you grow in your skill level. We can issue our franchise technicians and maybe even open up the outside world someday where they're actually getting a certificate saying that I got this certificate. Just like when Crystal was here from C3 last week,
mm-hmm.
she mentioned that she's never graduated college, but she's got like 30 certificates.
Yeah, what was the term she used? She's got a
certification queen or something like
yeah,
that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay that if we come up with a standard where we have our own education system that's vetted and that's, you know, that's true, but it's a value to all the people who want to come through our academy.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Mike, that's, any thoughts on that?
I agree. I think it's just we're going to continue to refine what we're already doing, and I think we're just going to continue to expand upon it.
It feels like a lot of the heavy lifting is done, though, doesn't it?
It feels like we're at a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a good groove going on for sure.
But my thought is that just for the time being, like in some period in the future, we're going to go, nope, there's another series of heavy lifting that needs to be done.
We're going
to
hire an education coordinator that does nothing but who becomes the headmaster or dean of our training facility.
Yeah, nice. So,
but that's how you grow, mm-hmm. right? You, not only for us to grow, but for our franchisees to grow. So if we go back, Mike, let's just think about the lunch conversations we've had for the past couple of years, talking through all this stuff. Because there are a lot of times when Bill and I, just like this podcast today, we're Chatty Cathy's, and you're kind of over there chiming in, but you're listening to, you know, how the—
The fly on the wall.
The fly on the wall. I mean, mm-hmm. what are some observations you made? I mean, just thinking back the past couple of years, if we're sitting at Longhorn Steakhouse or Sonny's Barbecue, you know, eating lunch, and then all of a sudden we have these brainstorming sessions.
Some of the thoughts I've had, well, first of all, I just like watching the dynamic. You guys play off of each other very well. And I usually know as soon as something leaves one of your mouths, how the other one is going to receive it and what the response is going to be. But there's a lot of gold that goes out there. I mean, honestly, you guys both have great ideas. You both offer something completely different. There's nothing particularly that sticks out other than the overall just being inspirational, creative, and valuable.
We definitely like to hear yourself talk.
This is true. This is absolutely true. And you have such a creamy baritone voice that I don't dare talk over you.
That's why we started the podcast, just so we can get all of our talks out.
Well, my hopes and dreams are that we can innovate from here. That's the one thought in my mind. If I can teach somebody how to do something, I know you guys are aware, but I'm just going to say it. Everybody doesn't learn the same way. Some people are able to read something and just do it. Other people need to watch it be done, and then they need the hands-on. That's how they learn. And everybody doesn't learn the same way. So I would like to be able to innovate not only what we're teaching, because hopefully we're innovating something new to show people, but a new way to show them. And I think video, is so popular in our world today, because it is a really good way to convey information. And I think a lot of people are able to absorb information better watching a video of it than they are reading it off of a sheet somewhere.
Yeah, I agree with that completely, because that's kind of, you know, being able to have multiple ways of digesting the content.
Yeah.
So for us, it's sure there's training, it's written word. That's there. If you're a reader, like I am not, then it's great for you.
Yeah.
And we'll include pictures. And so now you have your pictures while you're reading it.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a video and nothing too long. So we try to make all of our videos 3 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come in training and you see it here and you're doing it in our training academy. And then you get on job site and you forgot. That's kind of why training has been one of our big, you know, pushes is, you know, these guys who are here this week, it's like drinking from a fire hose, right?
So there's a lot of information.
A lot of information. And they're smart guys and they're getting it and they're catching on. Great. But guess what? You're going to come across something that you do in the field that, you know, they taught me how to do that, but you don't do it very often. So it's not something that's on the forefront of your mind. All you have to do, using the search function in Trainual, and you can find that tutorial, and then be able to get that you know, refresher you need. And then, of course, on top of that, we have a phone a friend option for us here. So being able to innovate those things, and I think that we're only going to get better at it.
Well, not only innovation, but and not just for innovation's sake, but that we're able to provide value to our management team, to our employees here in Orlando, and certainly to our franchisees. I don't want to create something just to be creating something all the time.
Yep.
I need to be able to create value. If I'm going to ask someone to commit their time, even if it's just 3 minutes to watch my video, why don't I have some useful content in there that's going to make their job, their business better, more profitable?
Right. Yeah. And I think it's important that we do that. And I think that we were on the right track. And if you're, you know, still listening after 8 minutes of us being here, and you're a small business owner and you're not sure where to start, I think you just start. Grab a yellow notepad like Bill did.
Boy, a lot of yellow pads.
And just start making notes, right? And then for the longest time, you would take your notes and you'd hand it to the front office person, and that person would then just type them up for you. So now they're digital. Mm-hmm. But start somewhere. Like Bonnie was saying a couple weeks ago, start that process now. What happens if the person who is answering the phone is not there? Is the person that replaces them ever going to be able to, are they going to answer the phone the same way? Are they going to have the same script? And that's what Trainual made us do. It's like, we're thinking drywall centric. When we started Trainual, I was thinking, let's get our drywall technicians up to speed. But wait a second. No, now you've got estimators. Now you've got managers. You've got, you know, admin support people. Yeah. You've got accounting people. Holy moly. We got to you know, have all these, but luckily we have smart people that were able to kind of get that ball rolling. But if you're out there listening, just start somewhere. Pick one lane. It's one of those things, kind of like saving money. If you save, you know, I can try and make it rich and make $1 million when I retire, or you can save yourself, you know, 10 bucks a month or 10 bucks a week for the next, you know, 20 years, you'll have enough money to retire on. Just start now. Nibble away at it. Just, you know, you can't eat this, you know, this big pie of training at one sitting. Don't do what we did, where we had to like go through and like push and push and push. You start small. Every day you document a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more.
Yeah, if you start now, you can work in fits of inspiration. You don't have to worry about trying to do an information purge all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff right there.
Yeah, I think so.
Good topic, James.
I think it's a good place to end.
That was a good one. Mike, thanks for coming and sitting in with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're a valued part of our team, and I hope I don't think I say it enough, even though I tell you most every day.
Yeah, you do. You tell me quite a bit.
Yeah. We'll buy him lunch later. How about
hey,
that?
Sounds
sold.
Good.
Sold.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a really good show.
We'd like to thank you for listening to the Hole in the Wall Business Podcast with Bill and James. We'd love for you to join our Facebook group and keep the conversation going. If you'd like to learn more about us and our business, check us out at holeinthewall.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to start a Hole in the Wall franchise, go to holeinthewallfranchising.com.